episode 89. We're double dipping this week.
We are double dipping this week. So whenever we double dip, it always feels really weird. Meaning, we just recorded the other day, and now we're recording another one. And I'm always like, what, again? I don't have anything to tell you people. Although, I did tease the commercial shoot that I did that I can't really talk about, but I can talk about a little bit. And then we never talked about it.
And, oh, yeah.
And we went camping this past week. We did our annual camping trip.
Did you sleep with him? Did you have sex with him?
No.
Failed. Again.
Listen, let me tell you
something.
Second year
in a row, no booty, no sex on the
beach. We're in a pop-up trailer where we're on top of each other. The public showers are disgusting. Not disgusting, but the public showers are public.
So don't fuck in the shower.
And I'm not having sex on a beach in the sand, because the problem with our kids are they wake up, they don't sleep very well in the pop-up. So one of them is up all night long. And when you get up to get out of the camper, the whole camper is like, and it shakes, and everybody wakes up. So at least one kid would be like, where are you going? Why are you both going to the bathroom? I got to go to the bathroom too. There's no way to shake them.
That would be like living in a snow globe.
Yeah, it is like living in a snow globe. It's hilarious and ridiculous at the same time. So, yeah, it's not happening. There's just no way. There's no way. We even joked around about a little licky-licky. No, but you can't. No, it's not fucking happening. It's just not happening. When we're in the camper, we even have to do those, like, quiet kisses where you just smush your mouth up against each other, because if you even hear a little, the kids are like, stop it, third wheel, and they jump on top of us. Yeah, because they don't, it's disgusting to them.
Tie those fucking brats down.
I know, right?
Have them mind their own business.
Right?
I mean, 50 years ago, parents were fucking in the same room as the kids, and that's just how it rolled, depending on your family.
50 years ago? Why were people fucking in the same room as the kids 50 years ago?
In the 60s? Like, if people
Parents didn't even sleep in the same bed back in the 60s. They were in twin beds.
Okay, Mrs. Petrie, this is not the Dick Van Dyke Show.
It was common. It was common back then for people to be sleeping in different beds.
If you lived in a poor, impoverished area where there was one room, mom and dad were in the room, and so were the kids, and you did what you did. Mm. We're not talking about, like, you know, the New York City East Side or whatever. People are all fancy and shit. I'm talking about people living in trailers and stuff, and that's all they got. So business gets done. You see what I'm saying? Wow, I'm a little belligerent about that, aren't I?
You are. God, you're very angry. I think Girk needs to get laid. Something.
So
badly.
So. The cum in the eye didn't do it. Let's just put it that way.
No.
Didn't suffice my needs.
No, you need more practice there.
Mo's very unhappy about the fact that I'm not getting laid either.
Very unhappy.
He's standing right here next to the... I think
Mo's her pussy for our new listeners.
So Mo's like 15 or 16 years old. He's been pulling his hair out, like, all summer. He lets it grow back a little bit, and then he pulls some more out. And so, like, there's hair everywhere all the time. He's gotten into this thing.
He just bites it in chunks and rips it out?
Yeah, just pulled it off. Yeah, just pulled it off. He's gotten into this thing where I think he's becoming senile. I think Mo Kitty is probably
on his left leg. Yeah.
But he does this thing where he also has pulled the hair off his tail. So now, you know, like, he has some remnants of, like, a French poodle. It's really comical and sad at the same time because he looks just so ratty. But the hair is softer that grows back in. Didn't you know? He is now fighting with his tail. And he
because it looks like a foreign object now.
Well, he bites it and then hisses at it as if it's another animal. So I'll just watch him now, and he'll get into this knockdown drag-out with himself. He's chewing it right now.
Oh, he's got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and the doctor
he's got kitty Alzheimer's. He has no idea.
He could be getting dementia. He's wagging his tail in his face, and now he's going to go jump on it. But he was getting really pissed at himself. So it's kind of fascinating to watch, and then sad at the same time because, you know.
Take some video of it.
He's not.
Put it up online.
Okay.
Instead of, like, homework assignment. Cute kitty videos. It can be like sad. Sad
it
kitty
is.
Video. Sad
end
video.
Of life.
Sad video Monday.
End of life. Wait, speaking of homework.
What'd you do?
I asked the FedEx guy.
Oh, yeah? What'd
about,
he say?
He
I'm taking my vitamins, so sorry.
Of course, and you're drinking that sludge. called Green Shit. But I'm glad.
Well, I made a good one. I made a good one today. That's good.
Oh, I'm so glad because the last one was not so good.
No, the last one was not so good. What did he say?
He said, no, he hasn't had that experience. He's heard of it happening, but has no knowledge of anyone that he knows.
But he's heard of it happening?
Yeah, and then I said
the
to him,
the lonely housewife's going, hi, package. Can I see your package? Would you like to come in for a minute for some iced tea or lemonade?
Wait, I love how soft spoken you are. For some iced tea,
iced tea or perhaps some lemonade.
I have some
milk and cookies.
I'll give you a cookie. Hello.
Mama wants
I said to this guy, I'm like, FedEx, I said, I can't ask UPS because
I can't ask the UPS guy because clearly that guy never has anybody hit on him. So I'm going to ask FedEx because FedEx, as we all know, FedEx has hotter drivers.
Well, UPS guy is really cute. He's very cute.
So why couldn't you ask the UPS guy?
Well, because he's a teetotaler, which doesn't mean he doesn't have sex. But I say that because I offered him like a bottle of something for Christmas and he declined because he doesn't drink. And it's not that because you don't drink, you don't have sex. I just got the vibe
He wasn't going to talk sex with you?
That he's on the straight and narrow. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to have, he's got a business relationship, and that's what he does, and it's his job, and there you go.
Well, he already thinks you're hitting on him because you gave him booze. Come on in. Here's some booze. Come on into my house.
He declined the booze, and I got him some other gift certificate.
And he also declined the nook-nook from Girk.
I didn't ask him to have sex with me.
No, but in his mind, you were. Does he stand like...
Christmas. People give them gifts.
Does he stand off the porch now and call in? Hey! And he just throws your package to you?
No, they don't come in the house. I mean, the FedEx guy does
they don't.
He likes me.
They come in your eye, not in your house.
Oh, my God. But a bump. But now I was watching... I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry with Adam Sandler and Kevin Hayes.
I gave up on Adam Sandler movies a long time ago, and then it was really funny when all that shit went down with Paramount and all their emails got released, and like one of the emails was them talking shit about Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that email coming out.
One of the emails was one of the execs being like, if I were to make another fucking Adam Sandler movie. They basically were just talking about how they're shit. They make a lot of money, but they're just total shit, and they're so sick of making Adam Sandler movies.
When they don't have to, because now he's got to deal with Netflix.
Oh, he's making movies for Netflix now?
Yeah, he's got
I'm assuming maybe he probably was like, you know what, why don't you take your studio and you can shove it up your ass because I'm going to take my $100 million movie somewhere else. I mean, they're shit and they're stupid, but...
I liked Blended.
Some of them make a lot of money.
Blended with Drew Barrymore. I mean, they're fine. Anyway, I know the last couple ones he's gotten like nailed on being racist and stuff because his humor is potty humor and his... politically correct, as everyone gets more ratcheted up in political correctness, not saying that that's wrong, it's just you're more easily offended by his humor, where, you know, in Mr. Deeds or in Billy Madison, people weren't as affected by his humor being offensive. In any case, in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, the postman, once he finds out that they're gay, is making all kinds of innuendo about such things as I can deliver in the back door. I've got a nice big package for you.
Nice.
It was quite amusing. And so, nice. And apropos to our discussion, and I finally finished a homework assignment. I can't remember the last time you finished a homework assignment.
I don't think you'd give me any.
Fucking in the trailer was a homework assignment. Failed. I know we
just
got over it.
I didn't say I didn't do it. I didn't say that I thought about it and we talked about it, but there was nowhere to do it.
Okay, but you didn't complete your homework assignment. Just because you thought about it doesn't mean that it's off the list.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Well, it is for this year because you're done camping. Wow, I really am bitchy today, aren't I? It's kind of funny, isn't it?
Girk needs to get laid.
Oh, boy. I need something.
I remember when I was, before I was dating my dude, And I had a big, long dry spell, drought, as it were, of dating. I never really had boyfriends when I was single. In between my ex-husband and my current husband, I didn't really have lots of boyfriends. I, you know, dated a little bit here and there, but not really. And, you know, I had some friends with Benny. But you know, when you have friends with Bennies, it's not always like, it's few and far between. So sometimes I would go to long stretches where it would just be dry Sahara. And I remember there were times where I literally wanted to crawl out of my skin. I probably would have asked the UPS guy to just come inside my house and lay on top of me. You don't even have to take your clothes off.
Hi, could you just
lay on top of me? I just need to smell
you. Could you put about 6 inches of yourself inside of me? And we'll like just romp around for a little bit and then you can go. Like
I don't judge those women who probably propositioned the FedEx guy, because there were moments where I was like, this is really
desperate though. I mean, that's like really,
that's pretty desperate. No, obviously I never would have done that, but that's desperate. Yeah.
You still just, what if he says, no, I'm married, or no, I'm into dudes, or no, I don't want your crotch anywhere near my junk. I mean,
yeah, that's okay. I'm not asking you to like it. Just if you could just lay down.
Could you service me?
I don't care.
Could you just
care if you're married? No, I do care if you're married, obviously. I do remember those feelings where it would go like months and months and months and months and months, and I would just get to the point where I would be walking down the street and be like, okay, how about you? You? How about you? Real quick. Just real quick. My head's literally going to explode.
Why did this turn into a conversation about me not having sex? Because it's true. I mean, it's
because
true.
Because you have been very bitter and aggressive about my lack of sex on my camping trip.
Oh,
about my lack of wanting to have sex in front of my children on my camping trip.
Oh, yeah, that's why we're talking about
Okay, kids, earplugs. Earplugs and blindfolds. Earplugs and blindfolds.
Can't you send them out to go play in the sand?
At midnight?
Who says, what, you got to only have sex with the lights off? What?
Because when we're camping, the kids are on us all the time. Like, you know, it's a very small environment, little beach environment. They're on you all the time. They are constantly, where's Dad? Where's Mom? Where's Dad? Where's Mom? Okay. I went out. Okay, so we go camping, and I'm kind of a water pussy. I don't like cold water. I don't like swimming in cold water. I don't like being cold. I don't like, and when you're submerged in cold water, my body temperature drops and I get cold. I start to get cold. And when you were a kid, you know, your lips could be purple. Your skin could be so like, you know, chicken skin. You could literally be shaking and be, no, I'm not cold. I'm not cold. I'm just having skin.
10 minutes longer.
Five more minutes. And you would swim and you didn't care. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, fuck that, it's cold, I'm not going in. So I've realized as an adult, I rarely swim in the ocean anymore because I don't know where the transition happened where I was like, it's cold. So you put your feet in and you're like, no, why would I want to get used to that? That's cold. But when we go beach camping, I think there was one year that I didn't really go in because it was cold. The weather was actually colder. The last 2 years it was warmer, even though the water is still cold to me. So, but I've, you know, muscled in and I swam. This trip I swam more than usual. And my dude brought his surf kayak on this trip. He has a kayak that's specifically meant for surfing. And he used to take it out and go fishing. So he brought it because he was maybe going to do some open sea fishing and in the kayak, or he wanted to surf kayak. So he brought it. And I don't like waves. The waves scare me. That's another reason why I don't like swimming in the ocean, because I don't like that feeling when the wave hits you and it's out of control and it's too big and you kind of misjudge it and you end up getting smushed.
Mm.
I hate that feeling.
Or slammed into the sand.
You get slammed into the sand and I hate it. So, but I swam this time and I wanted to take the kayak out and bring like one of the kids, because it's a one person kayak, but you could sit him on the front. And my dude was like, no, it's the waves. And I'm like, no, beyond the waves. No. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever, but I'm going to do it. So I took the kayak out beyond the waves and I was kayaking back and forth. And I couldn't even kayak for longer than like 15, 20 minutes before, you know, one of the kids was like, no, come back. Because I think they were freaking out that I was out there. I don't know if they thought I was going to get eaten by a shark or if I was going to hurt myself or something. But I'm like,
right.
I'm not inept, but I couldn't even have like 15 minutes alone on the kayak without the kids
So how can you have
being all over
in your vagina?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my point.
Okay, so then here's my deal. I have gone out places, like into the local bar or whatever, and I, you know, over the years, you know people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty certain that there's a couple of them that would really like a piece of me, but I just don't want to do it. And then I'm
would really like a slice of gherk.
Right, a little piece of my pie. And then I've got friends that like mercy fuck me, which is just awful. It's just
mercy
awful.
Fuck. Fuck you. I don't need a mercy fuck.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, they'll be like, I know that you're having a tough time. You want me to come over and take care? It's loving, but still it's mercy. We're not having a that's what friends with benefits are. Let's be honest. It's just mutually mercy fucking each other.
Yeah, I suppose. But when you look at it like that, that seems sad and depressing.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Isn't the whole nature of friends with benefits kind of sad and depressing?
Yeah, that's why I really honestly didn't do friends with many that much. And there was one time where I entertained it, and after what?
I'm just feeling so sad. I don't want to be mercy fucked. It just hit me how really just pathetic my life is.
I don't want to be mercy fucked.
I don't want to be mercy fucked. I've become one of those people.
Oh my God, that's the best line ever. You become one of those people. Okay, first of all, no. Friends with Benny's is not a sad mercy fucking situation. It's just a, hey, what do you got going on? You got a girlfriend? No. What do you got going on? You got a boyfriend? Nah. All right, let's go out, hang out. And then it ends up being sex. And then subsequent times end up just being sex. Hey, what are you doing? You got a, you know, I had a friend of mine that would hit me up sometimes when he was in town.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is it didn't, the expiration for me was a very short period of time. Like the expiration date came up fast, because at first it was like, okay, well, this will work. I mean, you know, I'm not really interested in dating this guy. He's not a prospective whatever. And I even told him that going into it. It was like, he wasn't interested either, but at one point he was all worried that I was getting attached. And I'm like, oh, that's adorable. No, no, I'm not getting attached. This isn't going anywhere.
Right.
It is what it is. Call a spade a spade. And luckily he lived out of town. So
yeah, I did.
That was even better, because it was like, okay, cool. But I have to tell you that after a couple of times I hit my expiration date and I was like, okay, now this just seems sad. This just seems sad and like a mercy fucking and
See? Now you.
But
now
for
you
me,
know.
It was actually it really didn't feel like mercy fuck. It felt for me like this is depressing for me, because this is just now turned into initially like I just need a release, to now this is just really sad. I don't really need the release anymore, and this is just a constant reminder of what I would like to have in my life and I don't. I would like
so
to be having this happening with some love.
Right. Okay, so I had a very successful Friends with Benefits thing. I think it went on for like 3 months or so.
Right.
But there were hard and fast rules, no pun intended, but there were rules that if you slept with someone else, you know, tag out, game's over.
Now, yeah, no multiple Friends with Bennies.
Yeah, now the times that we actually did sleep together were awesome. I mean, it was loving, it was caring, the sex was really good, it was great. But when it ended, it ended. And like you said, even though I knew that there was no way I was going to have a relationship with this person, didn't want one, he didn't want one with me,
no,
we loved each other, so it was really fulfilling in like a cool kind of way.
Okay,
you know the best part
word.
Of it was, the best part of it was the relationship that I was in. I'll just say it. So I was date raped, right? I don't know. I think we've talked about this on the show, but we don't need to get into details of it. But I was date raped. And after that, I didn't have sex for almost 2 years. Like,
yeah.
I kind of retreated. This Friends with Benny's was the situation that turned me around. So I'm really, really grateful for it.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. But it ended. And like, and then, you know, it does. It comes to that place where you're like, boy, I'd really like this in my life. Sometimes, I guess some people do, some people don't. I guess if you don't ever want that kind of relationship, friends with Bennies will work for you very well. But for me, I would like to have that kind of relationship all the way around. So henceforth, it really does come back to mercy fucking.
And it all comes back to mercy fucking. Which, so, and we have to bring it around too, because when we were talking the other day and we started the first episode and we were talking about depressing shit and death, and, you know, in our 40s, parents start dying, and in our 30s, like, you know, it's not bad because everyone gets married. Is everyone, all your friends are getting married. But in your 20s, you're like foot loose and fancy free. And Kirk says to me, I was date raped in my 20s. And I was like, okay, well then fine. Then you were just fucked all the way around.
Yeah.
Fucked all the way around.
I've had it
all the way
time.
Through.
Which is what
gobsmacked by tragedy.
I was gobsmacked by tragedy. I said it, walking out of the womb and gobsmacked by tragedy. And it's like, you know, from my 0 to 10s, bad father, you know, the teens being bullied.
It's just one big pity party.
I know, but what's really good is that it brings me good comedy. I've got great stories.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Comedy, and like we said, comedy and
comedy
tragedy.
And tragedy. When I was going through my divorce, I was fucking hilarious. Now, it was bitter, bitter as shit and super sarcastic, but I was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been hilarious my whole life. Can you
tell?
That's
some dark times.
No, but I have some great stuff too. I mean, I obviously I'm a happy person sometimes.
I
speaking not now because I'm not getting laid.
Not now, not now.
Skirt rant.
I have to say that I broke my booking drought, and I did book 2 commercials in this past month, and I'm really happy about it. Very happy about it. They're not like big money commercials, but at this point, I just don't give a fuck because there are no big money commercials left anymore.
No.
It's all like internet only, new media, bullshit, not a lot of money, buyouts. Because just for those of you not in the know, new media is the new term for we're going to fuck actors and only pay them a one-time buyout fee to air this everywhere on the internet, streaming everywhere for like a year, and we're just going to give you a small buyout. But I'm happy to get those now because it was a slow train coming. There was a long time there where I hadn't booked anything. So
I'm glad. And I booked a TV.
And you booked something.
I did. I booked a TV spot that will be playing in the Sacramento, California area.
Listen, I have a car spot that only plays in like Phoenix, and not even just Arizona, but like just Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I'm super happy about it because it's been running for 3 years.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Yeah, I hadn't booked a job in 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, because that year before Ruth died, I just, you know, the last 2 years I just haven't had it in me. I think my direction was, my mojo was gone.
Yeah.
But yay. So that's all.
Yay.
I can tell you someone that wasn't happy yesterday.
Who?
The 20-something year old woman at the Jewel at the grocery store yesterday.
What?
I was getting some stuff and she had some tats, not too tatty. Too tatty, and that's not a negative thing, but just she wasn't covered in tattoos. She had several tattoos. Looks like she possibly had relatively woken up not quite too much earlier than when I saw her. Dirty, blonde, stringy kind of hair. I'm going to say
she sounds lovely.
She could be in her middle to late 20s, but looked like
she 43.
Was, exactly. She looked a little road weary.
Yeah.
Okay, and she only has one item. Any guesses what that one item is?
Cigarettes.
No. You get 2 more guesses.
Tampons.
No.
Okay, one more guess. A bottle of Coke, like a liter of Coke.
No.
Oh, what is it?
EPT, pregnancy test.
She's got an EPT in one hand and the morning after pill in the other.
She did not look happy. And I was thinking about it, and I'm trying not to laugh. Because I think if she saw me look over at her one more time, she was going to come over and punch me. But I knew that feeling. Have you ever had that feeling? Have you ever had to go grab an EPT, grab a pregnancy test?
Not in that desperate of a way. Not in that desperate of a way.
But
not in that kind of morning after desperate, like didn't get any sleep, looks like shit, desperate, needs to go to the grocery store right now kind of a way. No.
Yeah, I had to do that.
Although there was one time where I was kind of like, I thought, wait a minute. And I was rifling in the drawers because I knew I had like an old one. Not that they, you know, it was expired probably, but I still used it. Like an old one stuck in the back of a drawer somewhere.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, no. I did have, after the date rape thing, I did have to do one of those rush to the, you know, get the test kind of thing. But
I haven't had sex with a lot of guys. I mean, there's been, it's, they're
not
all
like. Are you insinuating that I have?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. No, there were some in there, obviously, that I wasn't my boyfriend because I haven't had a lot of like long, I've only had kind of long-term relationships and right. There haven't been that many of them. And there was, you know, a dry spell in there where I had some friends with benefits or had some different guys. But like when you add it all up, it's still not that many. So there weren't a lot of like desperate.
Yeah, no, I didn't, nor I, but I mean, I did have to that one time. And so I could totally identify with her. I mean, it wasn't, she didn't even look panicked. She just looked like, fuck, I got to do this. Fuck, I hope this isn't positive.
Didn't this big part of you want to just go over to her and go, hey, listen, here's my number. If you could just call me and let me know how this turns out, I'm dying to know. I'm so curious to know. Because I have your entire backstory worked out in my head.
Yeah.
Everything that happened, where you've
I
been.
Think she's ready? She's a bartender?
Up to this point. Yeah, and I'm really curious to know how this all works out. So here's my number.
Here's you my number.
You don't even need
my
to call. Just shoot me a text. That'd be great.
Yeah. Just say yeah, yeah or no. Yin yao.
Yin yao.
So I'm guessing that her name,
your name.
Is
Crystal. Tiffany.
No, she's Susan. Too. She's too, and I don't want to offend anyone with these names when I say it, but like, I don't know. Let's give her Stephanie. Like a Stephanie. Maybe.
That's not what I think of when I think of Stephanie.
She was skinny. It's thin. So she was not skinny. She was thin.
Tiffany. Definitely Tiffany.
Mandy.
Mandy.
We're going to call her Mandy. So I'm guessing that Mandy is a bartender at some skanky bar. And she does shots with her patrons. So she probably gets drunk with her clientele.
You're so judgmental. Maybe she's a teacher.
Listen, she could be a teacher. And if she is, I hope she has better looking days. Because if I was a 7-year-old and saw that every day, I would be very afraid to go to school.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd be like, that teacher's going to bitch slap me.
I feel you.
In any case, I think that Mandy's had a tough life.
Yeah.
And so that EPT test.
That was everything.
Who knows?
That was her last 1350.
I was thinking that she was like pennying through. And what if, like, that's not the first time she's had to do it, which I'm guessing that's not. I'm kind of guessing she's made that.
Not her first trip to the rodeo?
Her Osco run to get the EPT test.
Yeah.
Fairly frequently.
Yeah.
And maybe she's got a couple little ones already. And she's just like, fuck.
So has she texted you yet? I'm really curious to know if it was yes or no.
No, but you know, here's what I want. I want to be.
So would Mandy then, if it was yes, would she then turn her ass right back around, go back to the Jewel and pick herself up the morning after pill?
Oh, can you do that? Is that what
yeah,
you
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. It's the morning after pill.
I thought you had to take them the morning after. I didn't think you could wait 5 weeks to find out if you were pregnant.
I guess you don't know. Well, no, there. I think it's different than back in the day when you and I were younger. It's
worried about getting taking the morning after pill.
Well, there wasn't one back then.
I know.
But now pregnancy tests, like I think you can take. There's early on pregnancy tests where you can take one. Obviously, it's probably not going to be the morning after, but there are tests now that are supposed to be, I think, where you can take one right away. But the morning after pill, I don't think it's just the morning after. I think it's the most effective when it's, I don't know why I know this.
I'm looking it up.
I think I heard them talking about it on the radio. I think it's the most effective when you take it within 24 hours, but I think you can take it up to 48 or 72.
Okay, that clearly is not waiting to find out if you're pregnant.
No, obviously, yeah, you wouldn't be able to take the pregnancy test within 3 days of having sex. I don't think you would know that quickly if you were pregnant.
No. Hold on 1 second.
That was a bubblehead okay. comment on my part.
Here we go. Up to 5 days after unprotected sex.
Yeah, so
EPT, I don't think, has gotten that scientifically advanced.
Look it up. Look up to see when. What's the longest you can wait before taking
5 days.
No, not the morning after the pregnancy test. How sensitive are the pregnancy tests now? How early can you take one?
Okay, hold on.
Click, 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 click.
Well, which is great because I have my laptop and then I have my iPad because I'm an Apple house.
An Apple house.
So, you know, okay, so there's the urine sample and then there's the blood sample. Both
right.
detect the presence of the hormone called human chorionic.
Don't care. How early?
HCG.
How early can you take it?
It builds up rapidly in the first few days of pregnancy.
So you could take a and what's
as
the
early as 10 days. 10 days.
The pregnancy test?
Yeah, 7 to 10 days.
Oh, so you wouldn't really would be able to use the morning after pill at that point.
I wouldn't advise it. I'm not sure if it would be effective.
And no, it wouldn't be.
Who knows
it wouldn't
if you
be.
Could fuck up the fetus?
No, at that point you'd have to do a full-blown abortion.
My God.
It's awful, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
So
it's
awful.
Just, you can take the morning after pill. Otherwise, you're just going to have to cut that fucker out. Oh, my God.
I didn't say it like that. Poor Mandy. Listen, we're totally judging Mandy. Like, how many abortions do you think Mandy's had?
A few.
You think? But she was only 27.
Uh-huh. I think she's...
You think she's been having sex since she was 14?
You know what? This belligerent girk is just... really cynical.
I know, you're so mean. Man, listen, Mandy's been knocking boots since she was 14.
Fuck
she's
yeah.
had three abortions. Mandy,
and
listen,
she has two
here's my number.
She's got
no,
two
she's
other
got
babies.
No, she's got no keepers, honey.
You don't think
Mandy
so?
Doesn't have any keepers. No, if she's wise enough to be at the store with the EPT test looking like that, she's on it.
Okay.
Not on it enough not to be at the store with an EPT
I just thought
test,
she
so
might,
I'm telling you.
I just thought she might want some money from the state, so she'd let a few of them pass through. No.
Wow. Now that's cynical. I wouldn't even think that way.
I've been watching too much Shameless. I've been watching too many episodes of Shameless lately.
Shit, I don't watch Shameless.
Oh my God, another like seal of approval for Girk. It is the most deplorable human existence ever, and yet I am like
and yet there are people out there that are like that.
Totally, and I know some people like that, which makes it shitty.
Oh God.
Cuz they really it's just anyway, Shameless is on Showtime. William H. Macy, amazing.
I know,
Kevin
I need
Rossum,
to start getting
amazing.
Showtime. Showtime is really kind of blowing everybody else, all the pay channels out of the water with their
Master of Sex is great.
With
okay,
their programming.
So, but Netflix, but Shameless is on Netflix.
Older seasons are on Netflix?
All the first six. I'm in season three, I think.
Oh, good. I'm waiting for... I don't know. Now that I've cut the cord, it's a little difficult. There's some shows I'm having some difficulty getting FX. There's some shows that I want to watch on FX, but I'm having some trouble because FX doesn't stream anywhere. So I wasn't able to watch the O.J. Simpson miniseries, and now Better Things is fucking awesome. I watched the first episode, and I'm dying to watch more of it.
I haven't watched Better Things.
And I can't.
I've watched Stranger Things.
Oh my God, Stranger Things is fantastic. No, Better Things is. It's on FX, and I can't stream FX anywhere. So if any of our listeners know how to stream FX without cable is the key. I have no cable. I only have Netflix, Hulu. I have Sling, and I know about that. So if there's another one other than Sling, let me know if there's a way to buy the app.
Okay, so getting back to Mandy, I don't think Mandy can afford Netflix.
No. Mandy is Netflix. She is Shameless.
But here's my deal. But here, wait. So this is where I wanted to go with this, actually, is not that you see commercials for EPT on many channels, although I guess they would be more geared to the women's channels, like when you want to find out right away that you
have the commercials aren't about that. Oh, I was just going to say they're not about when you want to find out right away and you have that oh, shit moment. The commercials are always like happy couples learning that they're pregnant.
Right, like. I know that's like...
It's not like the frantic Mandy's in the drugstore, like opening it and peeing right in the aisle on the stick.
Exactly. You're not doing a Juno at the convenience mart.
No, exactly.
Those are the commercials.
Chugging down the 7-Up.
I mean, that would be a great Saturday Night Live commercial. Those are the commercials that I want to see. I want to see that commercial. I want to see, you know, the 15-year-old girl, the 27-year-old girl, and the mom who's already had three kids who doesn't want another fucking baby. I want to see that.
The oh shit, oops baby, yeah.
I want to see that commercial because it's truthful and entertaining.
Yeah, for sure.
I am such a bitch.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm kind of liking it.
I'm kind of liking it. No, so speaking of like hoochie mamas, the commercial that I shot, the first commercial that I booked was hilarious because it was not a stereotypical commercial. The role was this woman who, it was different scenarios where the people were like out of their element, and the role was this woman who dresses really inappropriately at work and says inappropriate things. And it's a commercial, mind you, but there's a lot of, like, there's boob jokes and there's you know, sex jokes and in this commercial. And so it was a lot about my boobs.
Yeah.
And which was funny. I don't care. But it got, for me, it got a little uncomfortable at one point because I was like, wow, the entire day became about my boobs. The entire wardrobe session was about my boobs. How big can we make them? How much cleavage can we show? Which, again, don't care. But I think I would have been less... I started to get uncomfortable because they were uncomfortable. And I was like, listen, this is your commercial. So if you're uncomfortable, you're making me uncomfortable. Like, if everyone could just joke around about it and have it not be a big deal, that'd be great. But the client at one point, because they had me in these 80s, 90s, like gold lamé, you know, plunging neckline, boobs. I brought my big, like, Fredericks of Hollywood bra, the one that pushes in from the side.
Yeah.
It's like a deep plunge. The wire goes real down low. It's meant for plunging necklines, so you don't see the bra in the middle of your boobs because it's meant for, like, having the neckline be really low. So the wire goes really low, but all the padding is on the side. It's not... Yeah. A comfortable bra, mind you. It's very, not painful, but it's very, like, when I take it off at the end of the day, I'm always like, oh God, I can breathe. Because it's very, it has to be really tight. It has to be really tight to have everything. So it pushes in from the sides. And it gives you phenomenal cleavage. Even if you have none, it takes all of the skin that you have and just slams
it
together.
And I'm a side boob girl. I'm a side boob girl, so if I get a bra like that, holy
no, you wouldn't stay in the you wouldn't stay in your shirt. It's not meant for boobs like yours. Because you guys have no trouble in that department. So I brought that bra. So everything. So it looks like it's all an optical illusion. It's like, remember the J-Lo dress where she wore that green dress that was basically a swimsuit, but it had, you know, sheer fabric over a swimsuit.
Yeah.
And it was like the craziest thing the red carpet had ever seen. When you really pull it apart, you go, okay, but she's not showing any more cleavage or leg or skin than she would if it's basically a one-piece bathing suit that they put some sheer fabric over. What's the big deal? But that was, like, scandalous that she was in this. And it was, you know, because the plunging neckline and whatever. So it was kind of like that. They had all these plunging necklines in different varying degrees of cleavage, but the outfits were very, like, Dynasty. Remember all the things that, like, Joan Collins and What's-Her-Face would wear in Dynasty, the big Linda Evans, the big shoulder pads. All that was missing was, like, and we kept joking around about it because all that was missing was a fountain and a cat fight. I just needed a fountain and another chick that I could just cat fight.
And a Rolls Royce.
Because that's how I was dressed. And they even wanted me to go and get acrylics on my nails. So I even had to go, which I think I posted a picture of, I even had to go and get these big, like, inch-long Dragon Lady 90s acrylic nails, which were awful, and I hate it. I've never had acrylic nails before. I had them for like a day and a half because I took them off immediately, and they were so uncomfortable because I don't know how women – I'm so in tune now when I watch TV or when I'm out in public with women's nails because I want to – there's so many women that have those long nails that I want to just say to them, how do you pick your nose? How do you – like I was trying to blow my nose. And
that would be my first question.
When you have them for a day and a half, all of a sudden things that you never think about before, where I was like, but how do you, I want to blow my nose.
Picking your nose?
No, but when I blow my nose, put my fingers in the tissue and I clean everything out.
To clean out your nose hole.
You can't do that when you have nails on because you can't feel anything because it's not skin. It's just some random piece
of plastic. So you never know if there was an extra bug up there.
you not only do you never know, but you also don't really know if you're like impaling yourself or cutting yourself because you're like, you have to be real gentle and real weird. And
right.
It's really hard to put on makeup because I was trying to put like concealer on and I couldn't get in the corners of my eyes because I couldn't reach it. I could, it's just, I don't know. Everything about it was really awkward and weird. And they felt weird. They're not super comfortable and they're a little painful. Regardless, so I had these big dragon lady nails on and I had this crazy cleavage that I thought was hilarious. But every time I would go into, when you're doing wardrobe, you put on different outfits and then you usually, a lot of the times, you go in for the clients to approve them, to look and figure out which ones they want. So there was one time, the cleavage kept getting bigger and bigger and crazier. And there was one time I walked in and there was one gentleman who I was assuming was the client, very Midwestern, very sweet looking man. And he was so uncomfortable with the boob talk and the boob thing that was going on that I, one time when I walked in one of the final outfits that had the biggest boobs, he looked, gasped, started giggling, and looked at the floor. And I was like, okay, so this is a good one then? This is a keeper?
This is a keeper?
Should we? Are we uncomfortable?
Is that the one that you wore?
I think it might have been. And then on the day of, it was like the boob wrangling and the director, I did two different, the director was the same guy that hired me again like a couple of weeks later because apparently my boobs are so phenomenal. And he was telling me stories. He said, he was laughing because he was like, listen, I said, I get to, in the second spot, I was just a mom. So I'm like, I get to wear clothes. Are we doing cleavage in this one or do I get to actually be clothed? And he was telling me the story because he said at one point he went to the clients to say, you know, how are we liking it? And because the clients sit in what's called Video Village. So they could be, if you're shooting outside, the clients could be like a half a block away where they've set up, you know, TV monitors and stuff for them to watch. They're not usually right on set where you can hear them. They're usually somewhere watching.
Right.
And then the director will go check in with them and they'll say, oh, the product is this, we don't like this, or, oh, can we try this, or, you know, and they're just kind of giving their feedback. So at one point they were like, well, do you think, could you go and ask her, he's the director's telling me this story later, could you go and ask her if she could, like, maybe juggle them? And he goes, juggle them, juggle her boobs? Yeah. Sure.
What?
And I said to him,
I like, to take your breasts in your hands and push them up and down?
I think so. So he, which again, I don't care. I was kind of doing it. I started doing it in because we were improvising a lot on the spot, and I started doing it a little bit anyway. But I think that might have given them the idea to like do it more and really juggle. But he was telling the story because he. I said, well, that must have been really an awkward long walk back to set for you. And he was like, in my mind, I was thinking, how am I going to ask this woman?
Without sounding sexist.
Yeah, so what you're doing is great. Can you
juggle?
Lift your breasts into your hands and juggle them? I don't even and looking back at it, I'm like, I was laughing because I said I honestly don't even remember you asking me to, I'm pretty sure you didn't use the word juggle. But I think in his mind he was trying to come up with some diplomatic way to say, can you jiggle them more? Can you put lift them into your hands without making it sound like we were shooting a porn?
Oh my gosh.
Yay! So when it comes out, then I will tell everybody what it was. But it's a very funny spot. He did have a rough cut of it that he was able to show me. He couldn't email it to me because it hadn't started airing yet. But
right.
It is actually pretty, it did come out pretty funny.
Well, good.
Pretty
I'm looking funny. Forward to seeing it. Well, so, I hope that whatever.
But awkward. In the long stories that I always would talk to my mom about it, and we would laugh about how, you know, these are the stories you're going to tell on Leno someday. Not that Jay Leno's doing, you know. But we would talk
dead,
about someday, yeah, on the nighttime talk show.
On the Carson show.
The stories. Yeah, on the Carson show, these are going to be the stories that you'll tell. When I used to do commercials and I had to juggle my tits to sell a product.
Yeah, for $400 buy out of fucking cave internet.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Right?
Is there any other way that you want me to be bitchy or cynical before we go? Because, you know, this will probably change.
No, this has been awesome because usually it's me.
I know. I have to tell you, this was kind of fun for me. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I just want to bitch about in general.
It's good to embrace your bitchy, cynical side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let her fly.
I've got a lot going on personally. There's some, stuff going on. So I haven't been quite my happy-go-lucky self. And as we've discussed earlier, I haven't gotten laid in a while. And so this person, this friend of mine, said to me yesterday, "Well, you seem to be doing a bit better." And I go, "Better than what?" And he goes, you just seem better." And I said, "So are you saying that I've been kind of bitchy lately?" And of course he's not going to say that. He goes, "No, you just seem like you've been down." And I go, "Oh, for sure. Totally been down. Yeah."
No, he meant bitchy, but he was backpedaling off of it because you were being bitchy and pinning him up against a wall.
Yeah, and he goes, "So have things gotten better?" And I go, "No, I've just accepted my new reality."
Fantastic. I've been there. I'm just accepting that this is the way it is. Life is shit. Nothing's going to get better. It's all just going to go downhill from here. I'm just accepting it. Have a nice day.
Well, it's not.
That was the UPS guy.
I haven't quite gotten to that grade of every life is shit, but it's, I got bummed out about a couple things that are not in my control. That's the best when you get bummed out is when you can't do anything about it. And so I'm just like, I did get cynical. I'm like, I've just accepted my new reality.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Okay, good to see ya." I said, "Thanks. See you later." So,
oh, good to see you then. So
put on a happy face. I've told you that.
And you got to sing the Rubber Tree Plant song for yourself.
No, but that the happy song is Ruth's song. If you want it, the happy. So I got some news last week about a family member who's not doing very well, which is one of the things that has upset me. And, my mom comes to me in my sleep, and I woke up. And all I heard was, "Because it's crappy, clap along if you feel so crappy, crappy, crappy." And I woke up, I was laughing because she came to me and totally fully acknowledging that what is happening is sucks.
Yeah.
So.
It does suck.
But other than that, it's hard to be, it's weird because I'm grateful too. I'm really busy at work and things are good and I got that voiceover job and yay. So I'm going to have a great weekend.
Yes, you are.
Probably doing nothing by myself, secluding myself and not speaking to anyone. But it's going to be wonderful.
I have 3 soccer games to go to tomorrow for the kids. Whee!
Have a good time.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be depressed.
6:45 in the morning for the first one to start at 8.
Yeah, I'd much rather be depressed and sitting at my house than go to 3 soccer games. So I think I win.
I like watching soccer, but 3 in a row. And then, we're going to have to sit in traffic coming home because we have to go down to the beach for 2 of them, and the traffic is kind of shit. But, yeah, when I get home, fuck yeah, I'm getting in bed and I'm not getting out.
Good. Well, I hope you're not going to get out with your dude. Maybe if you – can you simulate a camper? Like, can you make it a camper in your house?
Yes. We're going to light some candles, we'll eat some s'mores, and then we're going to fuck like rabbits.
Can you, make a tent with sheets and stuff?
Oh, we pitch a tent.
I'm sure he does pitch a tent. No, when you're dude. No, I want you to tell dude. This is my request.
Yeah.
I want air mattresses on the floor so that it makes noise.
Yeah.
And then I want you to use sheets and make tents from your dressers and stuff like when we were kids. And that's where you have to have sex. And if you want, you could have a Coleman lantern or something in your little tent so it feels like you're camping.
Probably we'll have to use a candle. Those Coleman lanterns put off a lot of heat.
Okay, and if you want to put some sand on the mattress and make it more realistic to being at the beach, I'm cool with that too. Okay.
I don't want any sand in my vajayjay.
I know, but it kind of makes it realistic, Keek. Because we're simulating this whole camper
thing. Okay, I'll find sand.
Beach. Okay. You know what was funny? What? I told my friend too, my friend's at a lake house.
Yeah.
You do? Well, we'll finish it. My friend and is really, she and her husband married for quite some time, but they have a very, very active sex life, which I love.
Oh, yeah, these are the people that got the dildo in the mail.
Yes!
Yeah.
So we're tooling around the boat.
Just to tell them, like, by the way, that they are forever going to be known as dildo male couple.
I will.
In my eyes.
I'm sure. I'll have to say it's like the dildo people, and you'll be like, yes,
the
yes,
dildo people.
Yeah.
I told my dude that story. He thought that was fucking hilarious.
Isn't it great?
Go back and listen, people. If you're behind, go back and listen.
Yeah.
We talked about this like two episodes ago.
So we're tooling around the lake, and she's like, we had sex there, and we've had sex there. I'm like, have you had sex on your jet ski? And she's like, no. And I'm like, see, this is how.
I guess if one was in front, bending over, and the other one's behind.
Well, you can definitely do blowjob because it's a two-seater. So the dude can be sitting on the back, and you can be in the water kind of thing.
Oh, I was just thinking, like, up out of the water on the two-seaters, you just bend over and kind of do the...
Yeah, I kind of was thinking that, too, but I was like, I'm so impressed. I really, you know what, this just made me sad again, because this really is how desperate I am, is that I'm more excited about other people's ability to have sex.
That was what I was, I got off on a tangent, so shocking, but that was actually what I was going to say when you were talking about the lack of sex. That was my point. It wasn't whatever point I ADD'd off on. My point was, when I was totally desperate and single and lonely and like needed a, you know, whatever, my head was going to explode. My friends were like, one of my friend's husbands was like, dude, you got to get laid, because everything was a sex joke. We were at a Halloween party and there was this gigantic furry spider. And I kept walking around with it up against my crotch, like, look, out of control bush, you know, like that's what it would look like if you let it grow out.
Right.
And he finally just turned to me and was like, we got to get you laid. I said, listen, I know, okay? All I do is talk about sex and make sex jokes. I get it, because I'm desperate.
Mm-hmm. I want everyone to know,
everything
too,
is a big sex joke. You become obsessed with sex when you're not having any.
Well, apparently, because I also set up a PayPal account, Double Bubble.
I saw that you did that!
At Gherkin Keek, and I set up a PayPal account because I thought you fuckers... would send money in so that I could get the alarm clock for my vagina. Not a cent. Not one penny.
I can't believe you set up a PayPal for Double Bubble. You're so ridiculous. Come on, write in, people. Write in.
I know. Pennies for my pussy. Pennies
for my pussy. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
It's like alms for the poor,
pennies
for my pussy. Okay, you guys, it was really great spending this time with you.
Oh my God, it's fucking hilarious. Okay, listen, go forth and have a good week.
See you guys later. Bye.
Bye. I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind. Downtown.